This week on the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
Shamrock shakes. Yay or nay. Hang on a second. Shamrock shakes.
That is in itself a sham. Because we already know whose side you would take. You hate mint anything.
Mm-hmm. What?
So I have gagged the bailiff.
What?
I have put on the replacement judge's robe, and I am the captain now.
Oh, no!
This is thank you,
the Honorable Josh Hooper presiding.
Thank you. You two are going to fight this out.
No!
Thank you so much for hitting play on the River Morning Show weekly podcast. If you in any way, shape, or form enjoy this podcast, and there's going to be some assumptions that you do because you're listening, would you consider supporting the station that makes it all possible? The River's Spring Share-a-thon is happening this week. At the time of this recording, it hasn't started yet, but there's a good chance that by the time you're listening, it will have started, or maybe even will have finished. But know this, bottom line is that you are needed to be a part of what happens by sharing hope and encouragement through the River Morning Show and also through the radio station. And you can do that and are needed to get involved right now. No matter when you're listening, it's a tax-deductible gift, and you can always support at givetotheriver.com.
Now it's time to celebrate!
You guys, special treat for you this morning.
Donuts?
Well, oh, maybe, but the pun is intended, and you'll find out why. Here in the studio is Katie of Columbus Foodie. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
So Katie's a near and dear friend of mine, and I had to bring her in because she knows all the amazing spots, the foods across Central Ohio for you to enjoy.
Yes, these are things you need on the daily.
Of course, and it's homegrown, all the good stuff right here in your hometown, and truly, if you don't follow Columbus Foodie on Instagram, you're missing out.
I just started, actually.
Did you?
I did.
Yay, I'm so
like
proud of you.
48,500th person or whatever. Yeah. So, I do want to ask this, though, Katie, because we've never had a food account in the studio. So, like, how did this whole thing come about? Because we all eat food, and we all tell our friends what we like and what we don't like, but, like, you've made it into a thing. Way to go. So, like, where did all this come from? Like, how did this whole thing happen?
So, Columbus Foodie actually started in 2015, which is crazy because it's almost been 10 years now.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Just wild. So, obviously, so much has changed since then in Columbus. But I started this in 2015 with one of my best friends, Rihanna. But I run it solo now.
Yeah.
But it really just started as a fun little thing. We were going out to eat. So we were like, oh, let's take pictures and let's make a different Instagram because maybe people don't want to see it.
Right.
And then it kind of just turned into
you wanted
this,
to hide it from people.
From people that maybe were like, oh my God, they're
like, I just want to know about her dog, not
exactly,
about her food.
Exactly. I don't want to know what she's eating. But anyways, so it kind of just turned into this thing. I remember the first thing we were invited to was like a burger event, and we were in shock. We were like, oh, we're actually invited and we can have free burgers and milkshakes. It was just crazy. So it
we've arrived.
Yes, exactly. So that's kind of how it started, and I'm just hoping that I get to continue to eat food.
That's
my only goal.
You found the secret in life. You're promoting food and getting free food.
Yes.
You're winning.
Yeah, and that's all I want from this, truly. So
okay, so you know that we're a morning show, so we're big coffee and breakfast people.
Absolutely.
So as you think about the places you have visited and eaten at across Central Ohio that have just amazing breakfast and coffee options, what comes to mind?
So one of the top ones that I don't get to go to often is Skillet in German Village. Their breakfast is amazing. Tommy's Diner down there is also awesome. I would say Emmett's Cafe.
I don't know that one.
There's actually two locations. It's a newer spot, but there's one on South High and Neal.
Okay. I'm taking so many notes right now.
But breakfast, obviously, so good. I love brunch. So anything with brunch.
Yes.
Catalina's, have you guys ever
had? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pancake balls.
Yes, the pancake balls. And they put something spicy on their bacon.
Yes.
Oh.
Is that like their spicy bacon?
Yes.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh,
my
God.
I gotta go.
Josh is a big bacon guy, so you just spoke his love language.
So good.
I mean, yeah, who doesn't love bacon?
So. Yeah, right.
I love bacon. I love breakfast. But more importantly than anything, I love donuts. Where's the best donut place in Central Ohio that maybe I have not been to yet?
Are you actually asking her this
putting
everyone
her on the spot?
Honestly, you've probably been to more than me, but I
what's
love
that? Is that a bad joke? Wow.
I love Buckeye donuts.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sure you've had that. Have you ever had Rose Dough Donuts?
No.
Okay,
I've
so
never
she
heard of that.
She has a company. It's just a few people, but you order online and then you go and pick them up.
Okay.
So really good, really fresh, like natural ingredients, which I like too. Really, yes. Really good.
What's the name of it? What was the name?
Rose Dough Donuts.
Rose Dough. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you just order online and then you can go pick them up. It's like, I forget where it's at. But,
well, it's a field trip for the morning show.
I'm Googling things very soon. I'm Googling things because I want donuts now.
But one thing I don't know, an unpopular opinion, I don't really like all the crazy toppings.
Like the cereal toppings.
Like cereal, M&M's. Yeah. Like, that's too much for me. So.
Well,
I feel
like
you would agree with that, Chad.
I love all donuts.
I was going to say.
Any size, any topping with the exception of food that's not supposed to go on it.
Right, well, thanks for coming, Columbus Foodie. There's the door. So.
No. Stick around. More with Katie from Columbus Foodie. You can follow her on Instagram just about 6 minutes away. There are so many reasons to celebrate Ohio, Columbus, everywhere in between that is the Buckeye State, including football, including that we do have all four seasons.
Sometimes in the same day.
Exactly. Really at the heart of humanity, or in the belly of humanity, I should say, is the food. That is one of the biggest things you can celebrate living here in Central Ohio. And a great way to do that is to get to know Katie. Here is with us, and she handles the Columbus Foodie Instagram account. She knows everything. You are very wise. So if you're looking for amazing treats and dinners and everything in between, follow Columbus Foodie. So I figured, Katie, first, will you tell us a little bit about Columbus Foodie, who you are and what you do?
Hi, everybody. I am Katie, and I started a Columbus Foodie Instagram in 2015. So really what it is just where to eat, what's new, what's delicious in Columbus. So
these are a few of my favorite things.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to justify the existence of the page any more than that.
You just say food and food nearby.
Yeah.
And we're excited.
Winner!
And to help you out, I thought we could do a rapid fire questionnaire where to get the best foods in Central Ohio.
Oh, you're ready? I want to go first with the rapid fire questions because this might be the best one next to donuts. Pizza. Where's the best pizza?
Okay, you guys might know Sexton's Pizza, right?
Yes.
Right next door to here. Amazing. Locally owned Gahanna people, so love that place. Also, Polly G's. Have you ever had that?
Ooh, no.
No.
Short North. Amazing. Okay.
Adding it to my list.
Woodfire Pizza. Delicious.
I love that.
Yes. So good.
Okay.
How about something different or like best place for a date night? My wife's birthday is this week.
Yes. So good idea.
Yes.
Date night.
Yeah, absolutely. So Levesque Tower downtown is so beautiful, beautiful hotel. Doing a dinner at the Keep and then staying the night at the Levesque Tower is an awesome date night.
Okay.
Also, a cooking class at Sur La Table. At Easton.
I've seen that,
really
but never
fun.
Been.
Yes, it's really, really fun. I did a sushi one there, and it was awesome.
Sur La Table, is that French?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to say Sur La Table?
Yeah, just like that. But you and Jen would love that.
That'd be a ton of fun. Yeah,
okay,
right.
Speaking of, you know, the season, it's so nice and sunny today.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to end the day would be with some ice cream.
Ooh.
So what about some favorite ice cream places?
And I think ice cream is good year-round.
Yes.
Grater's is got to be my top favorite. I actually worked there in high school.
Nice.
So,
shout out.
She's biased.
Ate ice cream
fine.
Every day. And if you love cookie dough, then we're just going to be best friends. So, and then you, of course, have to love Jenny's because Columbus started and it's just amazing.
You can't walk by it without smelling that waffle cone.
Exactly.
You just immediately, you had other plans, but all of a sudden you're standing in Jenny's.
Columbus Foodie, you're killing me.
I know. Okay, what about just an underrated, maybe not well-known place to go?
So one place here in Gahanna, I would say, is Lola's. Delicious little Italian restaurant. Really small. So it can be hard to get into sometimes, but it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So good, authentic Italian. So I definitely recommend that.
Right.
Also, Asterix Supper Club in Westerville.
Yes.
Super cute place, really good food. One thing I really want to do there that I haven't is do their high tea. So
that's fantastic.
We could be so fancy. Pinkies out and everything.
Right. Yes. I don't have enough time in today to get all of these things, and I want them all right now.
I know.
Right now.
It's Katie of Columbus Foodie on Instagram. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks
for the ideas and everything.
Of course.
This is so great.
If you don't follow her, do it now. Columbus Foodie on the River Morning Show. And this is Defend Your Case with Judge Hannah.
All right.
rise to the Honorable Jenna Fow presiding.
Doesn't that hurt? You.
Every time. Every time, but it's worth it.
Here are the rules of the game. Josh and Chad will be given a random topic by yours truly, and I will assign if they are for or against said topic.
You love that part, don't
I
you?
I do. It's so fun.
I will give you your opinion when it's required.
And then they will have 0.03-ish seconds to come up with a compelling argument for their side.
I need more time to think about it than that. It's not fair.
Gotta think on your feet. Okay. Are you ready for today's topic? You get it regardless.
I was gonna say, give me my opinion on that too, why don't you?
Today's topic, in honor of St. Patrick's Day coming up, is Shamrock Shakes.
Uh-oh. Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Yay or nay.
Hang
to
on a
Shamrock
second.
Shakes.
Come that on. Is in itself a sham. Because we already know whose side you would take. You hate mint anything.
Mm-hmm. What?
So I have gagged the bailiff.
What?
I have put on the replacement judge's robe, and I am the captain now.
Oh, no!
This is thank
for
you.
The Honorable Josh Hooper presiding.
Thank you. You two are going to fight this out.
No! Ow.
And you already have your opinions.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
Chad, you are for Shamrock Shakes.
Of course I am.
Did you just take over my courtroom?
I did.
Oh, man.
It's a mutiny.
It is.
Hannah, you are against Shamrock Shakes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Ladies first.
Oh, okay.
So you go. I'm the judge.
Okay.
This is Chad, fun. I understand why she likes this. This is...
It's a power move.
I like it from this seat. All right,
wow.
Hannah,
okay.
Go.
Reasons why Shamrock Shakes are repulsive.
Yeah.
It looks like leprechaun's lawn clippings, like you decided to ground up some four-leaf clovers and chug them.
Mm.
Or worse, it's like the equivalent of licking a leprechaun's foot.
Oh, goodness.
It tastes.
Does a leprechaun's foot
now
taste
just
minty?
Let her finish.
I've got questions, yeah. Letter, finish. I might find a leprechaun.
I have the floor, sir. It tastes like the person making the shake used the cup to spit their toothpaste out in.
Mm.
If you want a St. Patrick's Day dessert, you could instead do Dairy Queen's Under the Rainbow Shake. There's a replacement right there for you.
Is it mint flavored?
No, there's no mint in the ice cream, as the world should be, without mint in my dessert.
Wow.
There is, last thought, there is just no world that mint and sweet desserts could live in harmony. You're ruining a really great holiday by bringing mint into the picture.
Okay.
I rest my case. Rest.
Right. Case is rested. Chadwick, you are for Shamrock Shakes. Begin.
Yeah, well, for starters, limited availability. That's kind of a big thing. Hello, McRib.
Doesn't mean.
Yeah. McDonald's knows. On. They know. It's a unique flavor that leaves your breath fresh.
No.
It's got that festive vibe about it. It's nostalgic, Hannah.
No.
Yes, it is. And it brain freeze prevention. I don't know if you've ever noticed this or not, but if you drink a Shamrock Shake very quickly, you don't get a brain freeze.
Really?
I don't know if that's science. I'm not. I might have made that up just now.
Huh.
But
because
I've drinking them very fast, and my son loves them, so we bond over them.
Okay.
It's a good thing for us.
Okay.
I rest my case.
Rest your case.
Wait. No. One more thing before you.
Okay.
Chocolate chips. We need to figure out a way to put chocolate chips in them.
Oh.
That's
only
not,
way to make it better.
That doesn't okay.
The
but we're just talking about the existing Shamrock Shake.
All rise. I'm sorry.
What if we crushed up the chocolate chips so they would fit through the straw?
Even better.
Would that be okay?
Even better.
Or like shavings, like chocolate
Josh,
shavings.
This isn't how you uphold the courtroom.
Typically. I object. All right, so this is Defend Your Case with Judge Hannah, who has been replaced with
I've
Judge
been
Me.
I've been usurped.
Yes, you have. You didn't put up much of a fight, though. So
she thought this she had slammed on case.
Yeah, it's about Shamrock Shakes. Because they're out now in honor of St. Patrick's Day. Hannah, you had some very good arguments.
Thank you.
I will admit. And Chad, I was honestly disappointed with how weak I felt most of your arguments were for Shamrock Shakes.
What?
Here's the thing.
Fresh breath, bro.
At the end of the day, though, we have a judgment. Your little guy is adorable, so I love the fact that you guys get to bond over them. However, that's not the deciding factor.
Okay.
The addition of chocolate chips, that's what got me.
That's not an existing Shamrock Shake.
So great.
It should be just saying Mickey D's.
Yeah, that's right. That would be amazing.
You guys are wrong, and I bet I can prove it.
I'm the judge now.
Ooh, chocolate chips with a McRib would be great, too.
That's disgusting.
Okay. You know what? share your opinion because I think these boys are crazy.
Uh-huh.
You are needed. Shamrock Shake, yes or no? 614-479-1049.
And if you would like chocolate chips, you can come over to this side of the room with Chad
please.
And I.
Yes,
what is all of that?
It's a big day.
Yeah?
It's Murphy's 10th birthday.
Your doggo, Murphy.
My little fur baby is double digits.
It's Murph's birthday?
Yes.
You could call it Murph Day?
It's Murph Day.
Aww.
My heart is so broken and so full at the same time.
Okay, explain why. What?
Well, 10, that's big. He's a big old boy.
Double digits, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a little old for a pup, you know?
Well, he's not a pup anymore, Hannah.
No.
He's 10.
Okay, he's forever a puppy.
He's retirement age
in
dog years.
I know, but he's got the energy of an 8-year-old. And he can still take down whatever squirrel tries to get into the yard. He's still spry and still protecting his mama. But I'm trying to figure out everything I want to do to celebrate him today.
Okay, isn't that a little late? Isn't that...
He doesn't know. It'll be all right. And after...
He doesn't have a calendar.
No, he'll be all right. But after work today, I want to make sure I have a puppy cake or cupcake from somewhere. So that's going to be... A pup cake from somewhere. I'm probably going to run somewhere over lunch. And then I also want to take him through the Starbucks drive-thru to get him a pup cup.
Yes.
Obviously. It's all
pup
about
cakes,
food.
Pup cups.
Trying to make him diabetic in his old age.
He's probably post-diabetic.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Pre-diabetic. I don't know
But
how
at this point, as long as the weather stays not rainy, we're going to go on a nice long walk this afternoon to his favorite park. But that's it. I feel like I'm not doing enough for this big of a pup birthday.
I feel like a pup cup and a pup cake...
And a long walk.
Yeah.
Should I try to find him like a bandana or something?
Again, I think you hit the nail on the head earlier. He doesn't know.
But he needs to know he's loved.
I think he knows that already.
Okay, well, if you celebrate your fur baby's birthday, how do you do it in style in a way that they just feel like the goodest boy? 614-479-1049.
Kids need to know, they want to know, you as the parent or the adult are in charge. Chad, you have kids.
Yeah.
I would assume that you have seen this play out in your life. They want to know what the guardrails are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hannah, you've seen this with your nieces and nephews.
Absolutely.
They want to know what the guardrails are, but also they want to complain when they know where they're at.
100%. 100%. You got to put your foot down, draw a line in the sand, and hold their feet to the fire sometimes.
Ooh.
So I was tired of all the unfolded clean laundry strewn about the main floor of our house.
Yeah.
Hannah, this is where I stopped talking to you about it because...
I got the unfolded laundry part. The and clean strewn, was a mystery.
Strewn about the house.
That
yeah,
right.
Unfolded, that's your house.
Yes.
Right,
not
exactly.
Clean.
It's like we're channeling our Aunt Hannah right now.
That's fine.
We need a knot. So I sent my family chat a message. This was a couple of nights ago.
Okay.
And I said basically this.
Oh.
Attention, children. Today, all clothes on the main floor need to be claimed and taken to your rooms. Any unclaimed clothes are being donated to Goodwill tomorrow.
Yes.
If you don't believe me, well, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
was the substance of the text.
Yeah.
My 16-year-old son came to me moments later and he said, Dad, thank you. Thank you for putting your foot down.
What?
He needs the rule. He needs to know there's a problem besides us getting upset if he doesn't do it. So they got it done.
Wow.
It was amazing, except for 3 items of clothing. And parents, beware. Because these things can backfire.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, Josh. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
I lost a really nice pair of shorts with this ultimatum. So
the problem with having full-grown sons.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It was in one of their piles.
Yeah, okay.
That didn't get taken, but I'm the one who folded that pile, and I left it because it wasn't mine, except those shorts were mine.
So instead of Goodwill, you can do what my dad did.
What's that?
And if the clothing was left too long, not up in our room, he threw it out in the backyard.
No, see, I thought of that because I know he did that.
We have a dog and he goes in the backyard and I don't want any of that mess.
This is not breaking news.
No,
it's not.
The world is divided.
You're correct. It's not breaking news. We are aware.
And it's fair time point. To add another topic to the what side do you stand on conversation.
Why do we, constantly, we are adding to the conflict, uplifting and encouraging.
You know how I see it, though?
Yes.
It's that you're allowed to have differing opinions and have healthy conversation around
it. The Bible talks about this iron, sharpening iron.
There we go.
We can't just be donuts.
Well,
donuts.
Do want to be?
I that'd be great. Donuts don't sharpen donuts. I've tried.
You got my attention now.
Something happened and I don't actually know how I feel about it. I'm torn. A mom recently left a note for her babysitter that said, "You are more than welcome to hang out and watch TV all night. But if you want to make some extra money, these chores are up for grabs." And she lists 7 items, each with a different dollar amount next to them, that the babysitter could additionally make as part of her evening. And I can't decide if this is weird or genius. Well, I don't know how to feel about it.
She's supposed to be watching the kid.
So there was a like explanation that this is after the kid goes to bed.
Right.
Like if she can either hang out and watch TV after the kid goes to bed.
So that part is completely like that's expected, really. It's fine for her to just be there watching a show
while
the kid's sleeping.
You're kind of on call for the kid, though, at any given moment. Like, if you're hanging out at the rafters over in the top floor washing windows or something, you're not exactly able to get to the kid.
Which, washing windows was on this list.
Oh, my word. Was roofing on the list?
Oh, God, I'm assuming they meant the inside of the windows, not outside.
Can you reshingle the back half of the shed?
Okay, so understood that these would be doable things, but still, I don't know. I don't think I'm down with this.
Because for $10 extra, she could organize the island. For $10, she could organize toys, she could clean mirrors in the house, vacuum the couch, organize the silverware drawer. And I don't know, either it's like, oh, of course I want to make more money as a babysitter, or it's like, I'm not the maid.
Well, no. Right.
So I can't decide.
I look at it this way. If she's there and she wants to look at it as like a video game, achievement unlocked, and every achievement is like a 10 spot. It's cash money.
Yeah.
For wiping down a thing.
That's true.
I also look at it because I've already paid her to be there. I don't want to pay her to continue to be there.
So that's, you know, that's like, it's more extra. Of like a budget question,
I guess. I mean, and my wife and I have 4 kids. That's a pricey evening. And then if you add extra chores and costs on top of that, I don't know.
I think results may vary, but I think it depends on your situation.
True. So as you can see, even the River Morning Show is torn on this. There is division here.
Are you going to stay Switzerland? Like, you're right in the middle. You don't know which. Neither. You got to take a side. No, one of us needs to win.
Because this isn't a defend your case. I just wanted to know what you thought.
It could be.
So maybe you can share your opinion and help me out. Because I could see both sides. I'm still just weird about it.
So a babysitter getting paid to babysit could get paid extra after the child's asleep to do extra chores.
Yes, that's the situation.
Okay.
Yay or nay? 614-479-1049.
Glad you are here, because when you are here, you make the show better. It's basically because we can't really trust Chad to do what he's...
Just the, yeah.
We need your help.
Yeah, right. So
I get it.
You know yourself.
You are a gap filler inner. In more ways than one, this ministry is better when you are involved too. Not just the show, when you call and share your stories and we get to have fun together, but this ministry is better when you are here as well. Now, Maria understands that, and this is what's on her mind when she considers how together she is with your River radio station.
Just brings tears to my eyes of all the lives that you touch. Just so grateful to hear the strength that comes from the music and the stories, and we don't have to turn our stations when we have our kids in the car, and it's just good stuff.
And when Maria shared that, it was tied together with something that you may consider doing now. It was tied to a financial gift. That is how the river stays here. That's what the whole community piece of this. That's what it's about, us coming together, shoulder to shoulder, arm in arm, hand in hand, to change the world for Jesus.
Yeah, the River is listener and business supported. Together, we can impact Ohio in a huge way. And the River Spring Charathon kicks off this Monday. But even though that's when it starts, you are needed right now to get in with your gift to help kickstart the whole event. With you, big things happen. Station stays on the air, shares hope and encouragement. Lives are changed. Families are encouraged. So jump in now for the reason you hit the button for the River. You can go to riverradio.com or givetotheriver.com.
It's funny hearing Chad actually encourage somebody to do it early. You know, because last week you were late on telling us it was procrastination week.
Here's the thing. When it comes to good stuff, donuts and supporting the River, early is the best. All right. If you've made it this far, really good news. You are probably a fan of the River Morning Show weekly podcast. It happens weekly, by the way.
Every week.
Every single week. So if you've made it to this point of the show, there's no golden egg. There's no like major prize. But would you do us a favor? It is going to be about us, and this is going to be a weird request. But would you like and rate the show wherever you're listening right now? Because nobody wants to listen to like a 1-star show. Would you rate it like 5 stars or something? Like that's a high, like 4.5? Over 4.
And yeah, it's a 4 above would be fine. I don't want to ask for perfection.
Yeah.
Peer pressure, but also if that's the way you feel, let it be known.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.